And it'll be my pleasure to right now mute out the lines. And to invite our guest speaker, who actually co-hosts these calls with me every Monday night, now at the new time of 9:30. Dr. Kuypers is a board-certified emergency room physician, has his own practice up in Seattle, Washington, and full-blown MD, real doctor, folks, who has immersed his life in allopathic medicine. But more than that, he has reached out and he has studied naturopathic medicine, and he is here tonight to share with you some of the benefits, some of the features, and sometimes just solid information about just nutrition in general. But he usually takes a product ingredient each week and then expounds on that. And I tell you, every Monday night when I'm done listening to Dr. Kuypers, I have just more reasons why I know that I'm going to take 7 Plus for life. And that means for the rest of my life. And we can play on words there, for life as well, if you want to read that into it. But anyway, it's my pleasure right now to bring to the call our guest speaker, Dr. Marcus Kuypers, MD.
Thank you, Paul. Good evening, everyone, at our new time here. I thought maybe we'd just take a second, if I could ask Paul if he might expound for just a little bit on there's some new FDA and FTC regulations that have recently come out, and it might have a bearing on those of us that are promoting a business, especially when it comes to making some claims. And did you maybe want to just touch on that a little bit, Paul?
Yeah, I'd be glad to, Dr. Kuypers. As we all know, that there are organizations that have three letters attached to them in our country that are designed, mostly because people didn't regulate themselves. The government felt that they needed to create organizations to do the regulating for them, and that's why we have the three letters FTC or FDA, and they very carefully monitor activities that go on with network marketing or multi-level marketing companies. And so being particularly a health and nutrition company, that's what involves the FDA as well as the FTC. And we have to be very cautious as distributors. And some of the primary things that we need to make sure that we don't do is that we don't make claims about our product. That's the one big thing. What you're in danger of is being accused of practicing medicine without a license, and that's a very serious offense, and you never want that to happen. And so the best way to do that is to, just simply memorize a few disclaimers. They are in writing, and they're floating around in emails. We should probably have it posted on our website somewhere. Every once in a while, somebody emails me and asks me for it. But it's just very simply a statement that all of you as distributors should, share with anyone that you're giving the presentation to or talking about our product before the conversation begins. And I want to just emphasize, particularly, without fail, irrevocably, must be done with anybody who is not a personal friend. I know that you do have the protection of the First Amendment, and you have First Amendment rights when you're in your living room talking to a friend or neighbor about things of personal interest to you. But outside of that living room and talking to one of your best friends, you come out from under that First Amendment right, and you need to be very cognizant of some of the rules and regulations. And the simple disclaimer is to just tell them, of course, unless you are an MD, you need to state, I am not a doctor, I'm not a pharmacist, I'm not a registered nurse practitioner. Therefore, I cannot diagnose, I cannot prognosticate, I cannot prescribe, I cannot even suggest the use of this product to cure, mitigate, or alleviate, or remedy any disease, illness, or condition. And if you just get something out to that effect in the beginning of your conversation and say, and then I would even say, is this clearly understood? Now, if anything that I say sounds, like I'm trying to make a claim about it or tell you that this you could do, that is totally an error, because I've made it very clear with this statement, what I am not, and that's I'm not a doctor and I'm not making any claims about our product. That's so important that we establish. Another thing that we want to do is that first of all, you shouldn't be making up any literature, but if you photocopy something off of one of our websites or whatever, make sure you get it in its entirety with any disclaimers. But anything that is passed out should say that, these statements have not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There are new regulations that have come out. Some are old ones, some are new ones. Some are actually clamping down on existing ones in the past, and that has to do with testimonials. You are allowed to give your own personal testimony. If you've used the product and you believe that it helped your acid reflux go away or it gave you more energy, and because since you've been drinking it, you're waking up before the alarm goes off and you're all excited and exuberant about that, you are free to tell people what you believe it did for you. And even I would go to, on the cautious side and say that I say, well, here's what I believe it did for me. Or you can say, well, I started, you know, consuming this product 3 months ago, and over the last 3 months, here's what I've experienced. And again, you notice what I said. Here's what I've experienced. Never, ever, ever imply that if they consume our product, it will do anything for them. And I know it's tempting because distributors will ask, they say, well, I've got all this arthritis pain in my hands here. If I take this product, well, will that pain go away? Well, if you've had painful arthritis and you've consumed our product and that pain's disappeared, the tendency is to say, oh, yeah, man, sure, it'll be gone in a few days. Well, that's something you can't say. That now becomes a claim, and in a sense, you're now practicing medicine without a license. So you need to learn one response for any question that's ever asked of you about our products. If they say, well, this helps me with my headaches, will this give me more energy, will this help with my acid reflux, will this improve my vision, I heard a story, blah, 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 you simply say, I've got no idea what it'll do for you, but let me tell you what I believe it did for me. Tell your own personal testimony. Now, years ago, you used to be able to give somebody else's testimony. You say, well, one of my customers used the product, and here's what it did for them. Well, you couldn't even say that. It used to say, well, here's what they believed it did for them, but now we can't even say that. And then we used to say, well, if we had it in writing and it was signed in ink, we had it on file, well, it's gotten worse than that. Then a landmark case recently, the FTC and the FDA teamed up, working together, investigated a nutrition company up in New England and closed them down because of testimonials. And that's why you don't see any testimonials on any of our web pages, because we want to err on the side of caution here. And the thing that's in question right now, we're trying to actually get a specific, we've just retained one of the top FDA attorneys in the world, and as we develop that relationship and get some dialogue going and get answers to some of the questions that we have, which has prompted us to begin that relationship, we want to get some clear definition of what we can say and can't say regarding different websites that talk about various product ingredients that are similar to the ones that are found in our product. The problem is, the tests were not done, or those research papers were not done on our product. They were done on various ingredients that are similar to or from the same source as the ingredients that are in our product, but it wasn't about our product. There's a thing called label extension. You also have to be careful if you pull down a report off some other website about one of our ingredients and you hand that to a distributor at the same time you sell them, hand them a bottle or a prospect, and you hand them that sheet of paper and their bottle, the authorities say that could be construed to be label extension, or we're implying that the report says about that ingredient applies exactly and specifically to our ingredient that's in our product. We can't do that. So all I'm saying is that, I don't want you all to get paranoid, but being a little paranoid is probably going to help. It'll keep you on the straight and narrow here. We've had discussions just as late as this morning as to our corporate position on some of these discussion points. It's probably maybe slightly premature to be discussing some of these issues right now until we get a clarification on that, but I do want you to all be on guard as to what you can and cannot be saying, so that we're all very careful, because we want to be around for a good long time. When I was an executive diamond in Amway, Jay Van Andel would open all the diamond clubs by saying that the number one function of any business is to remain in business, and that's what we want to do. We want to be here for years to come so that you can keep using our great products and you can keep building the business. And so keep these disclaimers in mind. Stay tuned. Dial in on these 9:30 calls as we get more information on these required disclaimers and things that you should be saying and also things you shouldn't be saying. We'll keep you posted and up to date. But with that, back to Dr. Kuypers.
Thank you, Paul. And with that, let's talk for a moment about one of the ingredients in our X-Fuse family of products, and let's talk about acai. Now, acai is one of the ingredients that's found in all of our different supplement drinks, and for good reason. It's quite popular. You all know it and have seen it in many different products in the marketplace. And I think with good reason. It's found widely throughout the Amazon basin. So it has been known for, literally hundreds, if not thousands of years to indigenous peoples and was widely used for its benefits. It's actually a purple berry, and it is found in kind of large palm tree-like trees, and it has a lot of different things in it. So it's been highly touted for its medicinal and therapeutic benefits. It's got antioxidants, fiber, fatty acids, proteins, vitamins, and it's, really is quite remarkable for its many different ingredients. And basically, I think its main claim to fame is the fact that it's one of the highest fruit antioxidant containing fruits in the world. It has very high levels of antioxidants. It's has been studied and estimated it has 10 times the antioxidant level of grapes and twice that of blueberries. It is very high in anthocyanins, which is another class of antioxidants, among other things, and it's been noted to have up to 20 or 30 times the anthocyanin levels of red wine. And there's 19 different amino acids to be found in the acai berry. It has numerous flavonoids. It's got sterols and phenols, both of which are particularly useful and beneficial phytonutrients. It has been actually fairly well studied. Now, remember that this is, as Paul just said, this is something that has been studied in the native plant itself, and we, since our particular beverage has not been studied in and of itself, you can't really extend to claims, although you can kind of draw your own conclusions, I think, because it's been pretty well shown that the extracts of many of these plants and berries do contain many of the nutrient properties of the fruit itself. And there's been some good literature and increasing research that's been published, actually a lot of it coming out of the U.S. Agriculture Association and their research laboratories to demonstrate the need and benefit for more plant sterols and phytonutrients in our diet and their effects on disease and a whole host of conditions. And the fact that extracts from these plants do have the potency and efficacy of taking the whole plant itself. So that's one of the beauties, I think, of our Xfuse family of products is the fact that we are taking an extract-based supplement. And since most people aren't willing to sit down and eat truckloads of fruits and vegetables every day, and much of the nutrient value may be missing from our routine Western diet. So we're making up for it by consuming a nutritional supplement that is high in plant antioxidants, phytosterols, and anthocyanins, and flavonoids, and all the good things to be found in many of these fruits and plants. And acai is quite frankly one of them. We know that acai is very rich in the omega fats. In fact, nearly one-third of the acai berry is made up of these omega fats now, and 74, in other words, three-fourths of that healthy fats is coming from the unsaturated healthy fats, such as the omega-3s and the omega-6s and the omega-9s. If you eat the berries themselves, they can be an excellent source of fiber. As I said, there's 19 different amino acids to be found in the acai berry. So if you have a 100-gram serving, that means 8 grams of protein is found in the acai berry. There's at least 3 important plant sterols or phytosterols that have been identified in acai. And these phytosterols are actually have some pretty remarkable medicinal benefits in and of themselves. They are very potent vasodilators. In other words, they help dilate your blood pressure, your blood vessels, which is one of the important components in lowering blood pressure. They've been shown to help reduce cholesterol and actually help the oxidation of the cholesterol, which is kind of one of the formative events in atherosclerosis. They are actually very beneficial in maintaining a healthy heart, and they have, and also important with many of these phytosterols in digestive function as well. Now, some of the compounds in acai have benefit in fighting inflammation, and they basically have been shown to inhibit the cyclooxygenase enzymes, and there's a couple of these which are very important to the inflammatory process in the body, and we call them COX-1 and COX-2. And these are the enzymes that are commonly try and block with drugs. The most common of these in the COX-1 is they're basically blocked with your typical drugs like naproxen and aspirin and Aleve and Motrin and those. And that's kind of a general type anti-inflammatory blocker. And then the other more specific COX-2 blockers were found, and there was an effort to try and block the COX-2 side of the pathway because it was thought that this would cause fewer side effects, because one of the main side effects with Aleve and Motrin and that family of drugs is that it causes a lot of gastrointestinal upset. Well, they tried to develop COX-2 blockers, and they developed the drugs like Vioxx and Bextra and some of these drugs. And the problem was when they tried to just selectively block that, then Vioxx had its own host of problems, and they ended up having to pull it from the market due to its side effects. Well, acai has some activity in fighting inflammation through that side of COX-1 and COX-2, but it does it a lot more gently, and there's a lot fewer side effects and a lot less harm to the body's overall systems without causing a lot of the gastrointestinal upset and ulcer formation and so on. So acai does have some pretty remarkable benefits in terms of that. And there's a growing school of research and thought that suggests that a lot of our problems with aging and deterioration in our systems and chronic diseases as we grow older may indeed be due to a continuing, ongoing, low level of inflammation causing damage to various cellular systems. And, and over the course of 20, 30, 40 years of this low level of inflammation, things start to break down and have problems because the body just simply doesn't have enough vital nutrients to repair itself. So there's kind of a balance between chronic inflammation and constant need for reparative substrates and supplies, such as what's found in a healthy diet of fruits and vegetables, so that the body can balance that and maintain and grow its systems back. The high level of concentration of antioxidants in acai is thought to have a lot to do with this anti-aging potential, or inhibiting chronic inflammation and stimulating repair. And in fact, acai was even made into a pulp or a poultice, and among Amazon tribes, they used to use this as a skin cream and skin poultice for healing and maintaining youthful skin. So, there's a lot of different things in acai, including the antioxidants, the anthocyanins, the proanthocyanidine, and this is thought to these anthocyanins, which are many times higher in acai as compared to red wine, is thought to have a protective effect against cardiovascular disease, and may in part be due to why certain cultures that tend to eat higher fat diets, for example, Mediterranean cultures that do eat a fairly high fat diet, they may be protected somewhat by the routine consumption of red wine and its benefit of anthocyanins. The acai berries are very rich in protein, and this doesn't seem to increase cholesterol levels. They have essential amino acid complex as well as trace minerals, and particularly high in vitamins, especially the B vitamins C and E are all present in acai. It's a very good source of vitamin C, as much as blueberries. It's a very good source of vitamin A, as well as calcium, magnesium, copper, and zinc. And we're finding out that a lot of illnesses and chronic degenerative diseases may also be in part due to lack of trace minerals, which the body doesn't need a lot of them, but they are important cofactors for many of the enzyme systems found within the body. As I said, they have phytosterol, such as the beta-sitosterol, which is thought to have a beneficial effect on the prostate in men. They also have some benefit with theobromine is found in. Theobromine is a compound which is thought to act as a bronchodilator, in other words, helps open the air passages in the lungs, and this increases airflow, which helps increase oxygen intake and increases strength, endurance, and athletic performance, and the native tribes indeed used it to increase athletic performance and stamina and help them run faster and hunt longer. So, as you can see, acai is a pretty amazing fruit in itself, and as such has been widely used in nutritional supplements for this very, very purpose, with its vitamins, minerals, fiber content, fatty acids, antioxidant properties, amino acids, anti-inflammatory benefits, as well as helping boost the immune system, and even anti-aging benefits. So, personally, I'm glad we have acai in there, and the amazing thing is that it's there as an extract, along with all the other extracts, and we get, kind of a synergistic benefit with the antioxidants from these extracts, because they each have a little different mix of them, and so by combining all these, you get a whole breadth and panoply of different antioxidants, which can have some truly amazing benefits in a whole host of systems. So with that, let me ask if there's any particular questions on acai or any of our other ingredients that we're lucky enough to have in this wonderful mix of beverage supplements that we have with X-Fuse.
If
you have a question, I think you need to press star 7 to...
Oh, you don't want any more?
Well, I open up all the lines.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Kevin Thomas from New York. I have a question. I know some of these products that are in here are helping the immune system. Now, what if somebody has had an organ transplant and they use immunosuppressant drugs? Is there going to be a conflict using this product?
People with organ transplants are probably one of the few, if not only, caveats, I would say, to taking 7+, simply because, you know, there are some fairly potent immune boosters to be found among the fruits of 7+. I mean, pretty much, 7, at least the 7 superfruits in there, all have immune modulating and immune potentiating benefits. And they would need to be careful with these because they're generally taking immune suppressing drugs to suppress rejection of their transplant. So it would certainly be something that I would caution against, and they should talk to their transplant doctor or internist to see what their take on it is, but I would caution against people who have had transplants taking something that's a immune booster.
Also, that's covered under the umbrella of our corporate position, and that is that anyone, whether it's a distributor, a prospect, a customer, a potential customer, anyone who is under the current care of a physician, doctor, or healthcare professional, we are directed to just refer them back to their healthcare professional. And obviously, if someone just had a transplant, they are under the care of a doctor. Some people don't think they are, but they're taking prescriptions. Well, if they're taking prescription drugs, then they are under the care of a doctor who gave them that script or that prescription for that particular drug that they're taking. So a good question to ask everybody. You might say, well, are you currently in the care of any doctors? I've had people say, no. I say, you're taking prescription drugs. Oh, yeah. Well, who gave you the prescription? Oh, my doctor. Well, then you're under his care. They don't always equate that there, but that's a dead giveaway. So I'd always ask if you're taking any prescription medicine, you're currently seeing any doctor. And if that's the case, then you say, well, with all that I've shared with you today, I must, make a very strong point that you're not to, consume any of our product without first consulting with your, healthcare practitioner. And that's just something we should all keep in mind. Also, the other caveats are that anyone that's pregnant or nursing is to not use our product without consulting with their doctor. That doesn't mean it's not good for them. They shouldn't have it. It's just saying that we are referring them to the doctor under whose care they are. So, and the same thing with children. Even though we have, numerous distributors are sharing with us that their children are consuming the product, it should be done with the knowledge and having run it by the child's pediatrician. And those are, corporate positions that, protect us as a company. Although I've heard pregnant women and nursing mothers, I talked to Dr. Kuypers, who has shared with him his professional opinion on that. And even when you hear that, you can't repeat that. You can only say, well, I heard Dr. Kuypers answer the question this way, but it's got to be, third party, saying what you heard, not that that you are telling them that they can or can't. Next question for Dr. Kuypers. And I did mute the lines out. There was a lot of background noise. If you would like to ask a question, just hit the star 6, and that will unmute your line. After you've asked the question, you can hit star 7, and that will mute it back up again. So if you got a question for Dr. Kuypers, hit star 6. And that will open the line. And in case that's not working, we'll try the lines one more time.
Hello. Sure it starts star 7.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Kevin Thomas. I just had one more question. What is the percentage of the organic products that are in this X-Fuse, or any of the, all of them? Hello?
Kevin, I heard a question from Kevin Thomas that he wanted to know the percentage of organic products in 7 Plus. And unfortunately, I can't answer that because I don't personally know, but I believe that comes under the proprietary information, which is unique to our product. And basically, that's something that the formulators don't really want to share because then people could knock it off and get something else. So, you know, they are all organic or wildcrafted, natural, and so on and so forth. But that is part of the art of the formulator and how they developed the product.
Well, and also, Dr. Kuipers, I think I'll share with them that it's a question that really is not a very important question because it doesn't matter how much of a product is organic or inorganic or how many milligrams of a particular vitamin or mineral are in a product. In the old days, people would, hold up two bottles and they'd say, well, this has 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, this has 5, oh, I'll take the one with 1,000. Over the years, we've learned that the number of milligrams listed on a label has nothing to do with what will get absorbed into the bloodstream, and that those kind of questions are totally irrelevant in terms of the efficacy of the product once, consumed and inside the human body, and that the real question should not be, what percentage is organic or what percentage is or how many milligrams of vitamin C or whatever, particular ingredient, but rather what is the bioavailability of the product. And because our product's so unique and so different, we're literally, finding ourselves having to go through quite an educational process in teaching the public to, start answering the right questions. A lot of the questions that people traditionally and historically over the years have asked are questions that really were very little significance in terms of what the product would actually do inside your body. Just to give you a couple examples of that, one is the old question that everybody used to ask is, what's the OREC of your product? And, we began looking into that a couple of years ago when we were starting the company, and I actually went up to one of the, big famous laboratories that do ORAC testing, and after a tour of the facilities and learning how they did it, I walked out, and I'm in the parking lot thinking, that's it? That's all ORAC is? What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. So I came home, reported back to my partners. I said, I don't think we should be bragging about ORAC. I don't think it's all it's cracked up to be. And so we never did. We always played the ORAC down, and yet people would always ask, what's your ORAC? What's your ORAC? And when we go to explain that we didn't feel it was that important, they say, oh, yours must be pretty low, eh? And we say, no, as a matter of fact, ours is one of the highest in the industry. And they say, well, why don't you brag about it? I said, because we don't believe in it. Well, as many of you learned in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace, we announced our new way of testing the effectiveness of a product in terms of its effect on the immune system, and that was with our new CAP-E test. Well, a CAP-E test is a cell-based antioxidant test of a product based on erythrocytes, and erythrocytes are red blood cells. And so it's a whole brand new method that actually tests it with live human blood cells, not just a test tube, test that's of very little relevance. And on that particular test, on a scale of 1 to 40, we're 38.5 or something like that, and our competitors are either less than 1 or just a little over 1. And so, we literally at that convention pointed out that ORAC is now obsolete. As a matter of fact, depending how you look at it, we could almost say we exposed that ORAC has been bogus all these years. And so the question that we asked for years, what's the ORAC, no longer applies, and is now, what's the CAP-E? And we rank very highly there. The same was with that similar question as to organic content or percentage of ingredients or number of milligrams of each vitamin. Those all don't mean anything. And the example I use is you could have a synthetic vitamin like ascorbic acid, and you could have 1,000 milligrams of that. You could have, say, 200 or 300 milligrams of Acerola cherry, which is a natural form of vitamin C. And you might say, well, I'm going to get the one with 1,000 milligrams. Well, maybe you're only going to absorb, 50 or 100 milligrams of that 1,000, but you might absorb 290 milligrams of the 300. And I'm not sure exactly what they would be in real life. I'm just trying to create an illustration just an example here. So the question isn't how many milligrams of vitamin C are in a product. It's you know, how bioavailable is it? How much of that is going to get into the bloodstream? And so the one thing that we're really proud of with our product, because it's extracted into actually micron size particles, that the absorption and the bioavailability is just absolutely enormous compared to other products that are on the market. And so, again, that's the question asked there. So I hope I've addressed that. And as Dr. Kuiper did say, that is one of the proprietary things of our formula. And obviously all of our competition would like to know exactly what's in our product so they could go knock it off. You wouldn't want them to do that, and, well, we don't either. And so that's why we don't divulge a lot. But even a lot of what we were asked to divulge wouldn't make a big difference if we did anyway, because most people wouldn't understand what it meant. But we divulge all the information we feel that is pertinent for people to know. Anyway, with that, we'll entertain another question. If you've got a question, hit *6, and that should open up your line. Anybody's got a question, hit *6. And if that function is not working, we'll try opening the lines one more time. Okay, somebody else have a question for Dr. Kuipers?
You sure it's not *7, Paul?
Well, let's try *7. The directions simply say to mute and unmute, hit *6, *7. Oh, maybe also be *6 to mute, *7 to unmute. Yeah, that would be it. Unmute, *7. You're right, Dr. Kuipers. Apparently that's not working.
Any
either.
Any questions tonight? No questions?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Question. Who has
that? Hello, can you hear me?
Okay,
hello?
I guess that star feature's not working. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Is this product work for people with rheumatoid arthritis, do you think?
Well, it's tough to say what you mean by working, but I think I have seen and have knowledge of many people who have inflammatory conditions such as rheumatoid and other autoimmune diseases, because it does have anti-inflammatory properties as well as immune modulating properties. In other words, it helps your immune system, which is kind of in overdrive when you have rheumatoid, and it also seems to help the inflammation, which is also an overdrive causing increased pain and destruction in the joint. So we have had success stories about people with anti-inflammatory, and I think there's some good theoretical reasons why one would want to take it if you did have challenges with things like rheumatoid arthritis.
Thank you.
Now again, that was a question that the doctor answered. You cannot repeat that to anyone else other than, well, that question was asked of the doctor, and he, you know, gave his professional opinion on that.
This is Amy from Miami, Florida.
All right, Miami, go ahead.
I have people asking me if they can replace their multiple vitamins if they take 7.
We do not promote it that way. We only call it a dietary supplement to supplement whatever anybody else is taking. I can share with you what we hear back, and that is that, you know, people, once they begin consuming our product, they realize that, well, they didn't need to take their vitamin C that they were taking every day, and they didn't need to take their vitamin A, and they didn't need to take their, you know, and then they'll list a whole bunch of them, and I don't want to get in and start naming them, but we've had people actually, as part of their personal testimonials, share that they've eliminated anywhere between $50, $60 to $100 to $150 worth of other products that they were taking prior to starting on our 7 Plus or our 7 Plus Pro. And so when people start thinking about, you know, what the actual, you know, cost of that product is, if you're spending $30 a bottle as a distributor for a month's supply, but you eliminated $50 or $60 worth of other vitamins that were your choice, not any recommendation on our part, that the bottle would not only defray the cost of itself so that it literally didn't cost you anything, in a sense, kind of like was free, even though you had to pay for it up front, you defrayed the cost of it. Some people are actually saving $50, $60 on top of that. So it makes the actual cost of our product almost negligible. Yes, a lot of people have reported that they've replaced a lot of others, but we do not sell it with that intent in mind.
Okay, thank you.
Next question.
Is Wolfie in Philadelphia?
Yes, go ahead, Philadelphia.
Dr. Kuipers, I noticed on the performance bottles that it says that there is naturally occurring CoQ6-10. Is that a significant amount of that, do you know, or is it just kind of trace?
Well, there again, that's part of the that's part of the proprietary formula that is in there, so we can't really speak to the amount, but I know from the formulator that he makes every effort to have enough of the stuff in there to be appreciated by the body. And with CoQ6 and CoQ10, remember that these are trace elements, and the body really doesn't need a lot. And since it is from an organic source and it is complexed with other organic molecules, it's going to be much better absorbed. And so, you know, it gets back to the old question, would you rather have a little bit of something that gets well absorbed or a lot of something that's not very well absorbed, like most synthetic store-bought vitamins and capsules. So I can't give you specific amounts, but I think it is enough in there that it does get absorbed by the body, and over time of absorbing a little bit every day with your amount or so of 7-plus, like, or performance, like many of the ingredients in this, again, it's going to be built up and fill that void that the body is missing. Can you hear? Can't hear very well.
Yeah, I know we've got a. Who else has another question for Dr. Kuipers?
Anyway, to make it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, it's Calvin from California.
Yes, Calvin in California. Go ahead.
How would it? What product would benefit a diabetic? The Pro or the Plus?
I think that as far as with diabetes, none of these are specifically to treat a given condition, but the ingredients within all of them would have beneficial effects on diabetes. They all have some blood sugar modulating benefit to a degree. They all tend to be fairly high in fiber, which is an important aspect of being able to control your blood sugar so that you don't get these sudden swings in blood sugar control, but rather, you know, it tends to sort of even out your blood sugar with meals. And they all have the ingredients such as aloe, such as the acai, such as noni, and most of the big seven fruits have benefits, or have been reported to have had benefits with diabetes. So I honestly think that you could really take any of the Proformance, the 7 Plus, what have you, and not worry about it with your diabetes. You're going to see some improvement in this case with diabetes. It's kind of like it may help actually to take more than just the ounce a day for that, but at the very least, you're not going to have a significant effect on your blood sugar from taking just an ounce of, say, 7 Plus or any of the others. It's not enough of a sugar load that it's going to suddenly shoot your blood sugar up and will be absorbed more gradually. And we've had reports of people who have diabetes who have taken larger amounts on a daily basis and had improvement in their blood sugars.
Excellent. And we'll open the lines up one more time.
This is Justin from Idaho.
Who has our next question?
Yes, I have a question. How is it determined
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We're not hearing you.
I'm curious where we got the idea of how much we need of any given nutrient in a daily basis in the first place, where that all started, so we would know if we were getting enough of any given nutrient.
Well, that's a really
that's a long and interesting story as to how the RDA came up. Maybe Dr. Kuipers can give a very condensed version on that.
Actually, the genesis or development of the recommended daily allowances is kind of a long and involved story, but a lot of it, the originals, came about from studies that were done on a very small number of individuals. I think they started out with like 12, 15 individuals to try and see, you know, just how much vitamin C or vitamin D they made. And over time, these kind of got blown out of proportion because there's a lot of problems with recommended daily amounts as far as it doesn't factor into certain differences among different ethnic groups. It doesn't factor in a lot of dietary differences. And for the most part, in some of these smaller, less well-known amounts, like, for example, CoQ10 or some of these, you know, like smaller trace minerals like zinc or boron or that, there are no real good studies and data to substantiate just how much of that you need. It tends to be in the very small amounts. And the problem with it is the supplements that they used were basically synthetic. Like, for example, they basically decided, okay, you need, you know, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, but what they really meant is you got to take 1,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid, which we know is very poorly absorbed. It's very erratically absorbed among different people, and most of it passes right through you. So it's never been really well answered is how much of the true organic vitamin or mineral do you really need that's going to get into your cells, because that's what the real important thing is. And that, frankly, is difficult to measure on an ongoing basis as to how much of a given vitamin actually penetrates the cell and gets in to be used by the cell machinery. And most of it is done with synthetic vitamins and minerals, which aren't very well absorbed. So unfortunately, the best we can say is you need little bits of or very small amounts of organic vitamins and minerals if they are well absorbed and bioavailable. And that really is about the best we can say.
Okay, excellent answer. Let's open the lines up. And who has our next question?
Hello?
Salad.
Why isn't there a DSCC?
Yes, go ahead.
Performance?
You like salad.
Someone has a question? Go ahead.
Because she likes baked potatoes. Give her a piece of
why
pie.
Isn't okay. there a BSCG sticker on the performance?
What was the question? Why is the BSCG sticker not on there?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. I'll answer that, and we're – hang on one second. The question is, why is the BSCG sticker not on the performance? Very simply, by the way, that you know, all ingredients you know, are similar, identical to, or the ones that have added are all ingredients that are we've been assured by the manufacturer will pass the very stringent and rigid BSCG, which is the Banned Substances Control Group testing. However, we're under very stringent contract with them that we cannot put any product into the marketplace until that particular batch number has been tested by them. Normally, when we're running a batch of our original Pro formula, which had it right on the actual label, matter of fact, if you'll notice, the very first shipments that we came out with that did not, it had an actual sticker that was stuck on top of it. We were not even allowed to print the labels without having the, you know, the original approval. And so we printed labels without it, and then you started putting stickers on it, and then in the next run we actually printed it right on the label, because we would be running a batch and being able to ship it to the warehouse with a several week supply still in the warehouse that would be shipping while we were waiting for the approval of that batch that had just been run. The performance was rushed into the marketplace so quickly that we didn't have time to wait for their testing and get it back. You know, we'd have had to have held the inventory until we, you know, had heard back from them, and you were clamoring for it right away, so we shipped it out. Their product is being tested by them right now, all the batches that are in our current warehouse. And the second that we get the approval from them, we will be shipping labels with each case that you can stick on the bottle that will assure the people that it has been tested by the BSCG. But we were not, even on the anticipation that they would, we could not put that on the label. That's how strict they are. But you will expect to see the sticker labels shortly. And as we ramp up the production and always have several weeks supply in the warehouse so that we have that time lag to get the testing done, we'll go right into where it's printed right on the labels, and then it'll be a constant flow. The product will be quarantined, however, and not released until we get the letter back from the BSCG on that particular batch number. Very tight controls on that. And I think we're down to, well, maybe we can squeeze in one more last question. So with that, I'll open the lines up one more time.
Yes, I've got a question for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, I have an individual that has migraine headaches that they've gone away, and then they started coming back, and they're coming back a little bit stronger. Is there anything in the product that would be causing this to be happening?
Oh, he's got them since he's been consuming the product.
No, they've had them previously.
Oh, okay. I got to say, that's a new one. I hear testimonials all the time, you know, of people that their headaches, their migraines, et cetera, have gone away. I've never heard that they, you know, came back, someone's consuming the product. Again, that's not a claim. That's just kind of mentioning what we hear, you know, at the company. And that's, again, not even stating that that's actually what happened. That's what they believe happened. But one of them had an experience to someone I knew individually and personally, and they were on actual prescription medicine for their migraines. And within just a few days, they had, migraine relief, you know, once consuming our product. But again, that was their story, and that's what they passed on to me. That's not a claim. But, Doctor, do you want to comment on that?
I think in answer to your question, it's pretty hard to know because there's really, you know, thousands of different compounds in a given bottle of X-Fuse or a single amount. I'm not, and everybody's a little different and can have different sensitivities to it. I mean, there's every reason to think that 7 Plus would be beneficial for its immune modulating effects, its hormone balancing effects, its anti-inflammatory effects. We still don't really know what causes migraine headaches, so it's pretty tough to know what turns them on and turns them off. We know some things that seem to turn them off, but we're not terribly knowledgeable about all the different things that can turn them off as well. And it's a little bit of just individual trial and error to find what things seem to, you know, work and what things seem not to. And, you know, as Paul said, there's lots of testimonials of people that have had remarkable benefits to their headaches. I have not heard of any that seem to turn them on as a result of it. The typical things that people describe turning on migraines, like nicotine and caffeine and so on and so forth, stimulants, so to speak, are remarkably missing from 7+. So I'm afraid I don't have a real good answer. And it may be that 7+, you know, in the simple amounts that they take, isn't enough to do much of anything. So they're seeing their underlying baseline of variation in their migraines, and they might even want to consider taking a little more on a daily basis to see one way or the other what it really does for the headaches. With that, that would be my thought on it.
Okay, excellent. Well, with that, we are at exactly right at the bottom of the hour. And so for all of you that have joined in tonight, I want to just thank you for dialing in. Thank you for the great questions you've asked tonight. And for many of you that listened to our webinar that started at 9, you've been on the phone with us for an hour and a half here. I trust you found it informative, educational, informational, and that you've got all the more reasons in the world to be consuming our product and also to be building our business. With that, a hearty thank you for Dr. Kuipers for joining us on the call, as he does every Monday night. And again, for all of you joining us tonight, we'll see you all next week, same time, same place. Tune in. Have your prospects come in a half hour earlier now at the 9 o'clock time slot to hear a presentation. You can actually go to XfuseWebinar.com to register for the seminar. That's Xfuse, E-X-F-U-Z-E. That's Fuse with a Z, webinar, W-E-B-I-N-A-R.com. And you can register for our 9 p.m. webinar, so you can watch it on. There's actually a PowerPoint slideshow that goes on the online, right on the webinar. Go to Meeting Webinar, powered by Citrix, and you can watch it on your computer. Or you can dial in at a... on the 916-233-3088 number. Actually, when you register, it gives you the number to dial in for, or we bridge it right to our 303 number that you're listening to right now so that you can dial in and listen to that call at 9 p.m. And then invite your prospect to stay on the line, learn more about our product, or for those of you that are calling in to learn more about our product, dial in at 9:30 when we, as we always do, address some of the various ingredients in our product. And sometimes, again, just general health and nutrition information that's certainly valuable to you. With that, good night. God bless. We'll see you all next week. Take care and have a good one. Bye for now. This officially concludes our call.
The moderator has left the conference.